Turn Off Tuesday, traditionally our lowest rated show of the week, so why don't we talk about Lindsay's pooping habits?
Oh my gosh.
You texted your mom just so you could one-up me again.
Not so.
You began your potty training when?
I was 18 months old when I first used a toilet.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
What happened? I mean, you were so great, and now you poop once every 3 weeks.
Maybe I just went too early in life, and that's what happens. Maybe you want to let them kind of bake in there a little bit longer before you start popping them out.
It's more like kind of a better to burn out than fade away kind of. You were a rock star on the can.
Yep.
All right, and your nephew, we have confirmation?
She said 20 to 22 months.
So that is
still
before my son.
Yeah. But you should still be proud. Again, look what happened to me. You don't want him to go down this path.
And Jeff chimes in, no, one-upping would be telling you that we have video of my 4-year-old daughter doing pull-ups when she was 3. And I assume that means actually doing pull-ups, not the pull-up pants.
Uh-huh.
She's literally doing
diapers. All right.
Yeah, all right. So Jeff has a commando child, and your whole family tree is better at pooping than mine.
Not anymore.
Congratulations to the both of you.
Thanks.
All right. Before I go in my pants, let's do dumb stuff.
It's stupid ish.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
So a woman that works at a hotel, bartends at a hotel, got off of her shift and ended up going upstairs with the man she had been chatting up all night. She went home with Orlando Bloom. That's who she had been serving all night. She told friends she had a night of incredible sex and he was, quote, an exceptionally good lover. The next morning, Orlando left for an interview. She was still in bed. A hotel manager came into the room and saw her. He left the room, but an hour later, she got a text saying she was fired, even though everything happened after her shift.
What's the problem here, man? Why can't you sleep with Orlando Bloom?
You cannot.
Why not? I don't know.
I mean, you're not. I guess it's policy. I'm assuming it's policy that at a hotel you can't sleep with the guests.
Yeah, but
just gonna throw that out there. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right, that hotel manager. If he was behind the bar that night, and I thought Orlando Bloom was going out with somebody though.
He was dating Katy Perry for a really long time. They just broke up.
All right, so like, say Katy Perry rolls into the bar. Uh-huh. The manager's behind the bar, and Katy Perry, for whatever reason, propositions some balding 49-year-old hotel manager.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to take her up on that opportunity.
I'm thinking he would, exactly.
Every
but it's just the rule,
single
I guess.
Room in that hotel is a one-night stand waiting to happen. The potential is there. To not use that is, there's nothing wrong with what this young woman
part
did.
Part of their policy, I agree, but it's not okay with the hotel.
Well, what do you have to do? Do you have to quit your job to meet the man of your dreams? I mean, yes, Orlando Bloom is probably not looking at this as a long-term relationship, whatever. But how many people roll in and out of that hotel every day that could be your potential soulmate? I think that is anti-romance, and I think that is despicable of corporate America. I really do. Why shouldn't you be able to do that? It's on your own time.
Well, the best part is
he has a room there.
Yeah. This was in London, by the way. I'm just throwing that out there. Corporate England.
All right. Corporate UK. Mm-hmm. You suck.